Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Follow me down to the riverside. Oh, what a fine tune there from Bertha Lee, singing their Yellow Bee, backed up by Charlie Patton on guitar. That's from a collection called Charlie Patton Complete Recordings from 1929 through 1934. Beautiful tune. Incredible singing there from Bertha Lee as well. And we also heard from Josh White from his recordings made 1940 and 41. That was I Don't Care Where They Bury My Body from 1940. Josh White here on the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to hear next from Reverend Gary Davis from his box set called Demons and Angels that Shaughnessy Records put out. Beautiful three-disc set. Baby, What You Gonna Do is a song from Reverend Gary Davis here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Listen, let's, some of the things that you used to do with the great Duke, what have you got that you can do for me? I'd like to hear one of his numbers, huh?
Well, I do one of the numbers, CJ and Blues. That? Yeah, man, they had a ball on this one.
Do it then.
That's right, huh?
Let me hear it.
Great.
Come on, man. Thank you.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Thank you. We'll be right back. NRA secret, right? I remember the CNN town hall after the Parkland shooting back in 2018, and one of the students asked Marco, Senator Rubio, you know, are you willing to give up NRA money? The money that the NRA gives to pro-gun candidates is not that important, and it is not as important as the money that the NRA devotes to attack ads. Before with front groups, now due to Citizens United, they don't have to even bother hiding it. But attack ads attacking gun control candidates. And in the past, they've been quite successful at that. Now, with the strength of the gun reform movement, it seems like it's going to be harder.
That's Frank Smyth, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Frank Smyth on the NRA Unmasked. Given the recent mass shootings which left 18 dead in Atlanta and in our hometown of Boulder, we are rebroadcasting this program. Gun violence exacts an enormous toll on U.S. society, claiming tens of thousands of lives every year. Many more thousands are wounded and scarred physically and psychologically. From malls to schools, from places of worship to concerts, there is no safe space. Weapons of war are easily obtainable. We have the spectacle of armed militias in combat gear roaming state houses, threatening the lives of government officials, and invading the national capital itself on January 6th. The main gun lobby is the National Rifle Association, the NRA. It resists common sense reforms. No matter the tragic occasion, the NRA recites its slogan, "Guns don't kill people, people kill people." The NRA denounces calls for reasonable gun control as attacks on freedom and liberty. The organization's actual history is hidden not only from the general public, but even from its own members. To talk about the NRA is Frank Smyth. He's an independent journalist whose articles have appeared in The Washington Post and The Progressive. He's the author of The NRA, The Unauthorized History. He spoke on February 14th at an online event moderated by Norm Stockwell of The Progressive magazine. And now, Frank Smyth.
As you know, this is the third anniversary, most of you know, of the Parkland, Florida, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas high school shooting 3 years ago that resulted in 17 fatalities, I believe, and a number more injured. And it also led to students from Parkland High School, surviving students, taking a lead to energize the gun reform movement. And they've accomplished a lot. We're going to talk about that, though I still think there are a number of hurdles ahead in terms of implementing meaningful and lasting gun reform, gun control in the United States. Biden's gun plan today, on the third anniversary, President Biden announced that he put his gun plan that he's had in the works now since he was a candidate. He's now announced he's going to attempt to put it into, turn these proposals into law. Number one, they would eliminate or reduce the ruling before that was passed, or the law that was passed under the Bush administration, W, that protected gun manufacturers from lawsuits for the misuse of their weapons in mass shootings. Biden is seeking to reestablish legal liability for gun manufacturers, number one. And for those of you in favor of gun reform, it would be an important step if it could be achieved. Number two, he wants to implement robots.